You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Okay, what's up? This is another episode of A Blind Chick. What's going on, everybody?
Yeah.
That's, you know, Mickey from Blended After Dark.
Hello, don't know why I'm here.
So, I always start off telling about my week. I haven't really did anything.
Oh, before you do that, though, the song in the beginning.
I was going to do that.
The song in the beginning is by Young Cass. We're going to call him. Go ahead, sorry. It's fine. Go. Sorry, go ahead. How was your week?
I didn't do anything. You just made me mad. I didn't have anything to do. No, seriously, I didn't have nothing. I did nothing this week.
Oh, finally. You should be happy.
Did I do something? I don't remember. Probably not.
Actually, no, this week was chill.
Yeah. But like she said, because she's always have to be the boss of my life. Yeah, that
and everybody
my homeboy, Young Cass or whatever. I'm about to get ready to call him in a second.
Yeah,
I met him.
Energy.
Actually, because I'm part of the social media group, like I said before, Blind Divas. He's actually a part of the other social media group called Blind Bosses for the Guys. And we kind of became friends through like osmosis. I looked up one day, we were friends. And then I noticed he did music. So I kept saying, seeing like, his label name and all that type of stuff. So I clicked on him and I kind of researched him a little bit. I liked his music. That's the one of the songs I just played. I really, really enjoyed. I listened to like his catalog the other day and it was like really, really dope.
You can find that on
SoundCloud. So yeah, and he's gonna plug himself straight on SoundCloud at Young Cass. That's Young KAZZ, two separate words. So I'm about to get ready to call him now. So yeah,
are we ready to hear? Should I message him first?
I message him. Well, let's see. That's the car try to call.
Okay. I feel like I'm making a Skype call with no visual.
Right.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Here he comes.
No, I'm just like.
Been forwarded.
Oh my God! No, no, you gotta answer a phone, Cass. You can't do stuff like that.
Oh, I'm gonna message him real fast.
Let's get him together, cause he probably.
Yeah, cause I just spoke to him before we came.
Okay, so you can continue talking. I'm gonna get.
Oh yeah, so while we're doing that or whatever, I just had to speak with him today. Haven't been really doing anything like that. Getting prepared to do another speaking engagement in a few weeks. I believe I'm doing it like the third Wednesday of February.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing an engagement with the Lions Club of Michigan.
Okay. And what...
The Lions Club? No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and say I'm an expert and I know exactly every little moment of what the Lion Club does. But I do know that they do a lot of events. You sign up with them. Kind of, I want to say the Lions Club is like a, to me, it's kind of like a social type of club. So it's like a, they do different events. So they do things together, like as a blind community.
Okay.
So they do a lot of things in the summertime. They do a lot of each chapter. You have to join whatever chapters in your area. So they have different chapters all over the world. The downtown chapter, I believe, was Michigan was the second Lions Club to start. The first one began in Chicago.
Mm.
And then the one in Michigan was the first one to help Canada start theirs. So Canada was the first Lions Club to start, you know, in another country.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm a...
I mean, close to Detroit, close to Chicago.
And each chapter is different. Everybody has its own manager over their chapter. They have a... in different counties, they have their chapters and things like that. Every chapter, I think, is a different price. Some of them are cheaper than the other. They go on a national conference every year. I think this year, July, they're actually going to Vegas. Last year they went to...
You guys are fancy.
Last year they went to Florida. I think the year before then. So, yeah, so it's like a national conference where they go, they mingle, they meet each other. They go to different type of workshops every day. It's for a week. And actually, I believe if you're a new oncoming member of the Lions Club, you do get inducted and they do kind of help you with your first trip or whatever. I guess you could apply for like some type of grant or something like that, where they kind of help you with certain things to pay for the trip, because everybody know Vegas, especially when you ain't got it like that, is a little expensive.
It can be.
Yeah.
But you can, like, you know, make it affordable. It is a, some very affordable options in Vegas. But, of course, everybody wants to be in the center of everything.
And I think with things like that, with conferences and things like that, they normally try to get a contract with a one hotel. You know, a hotel that can beat out the rest. Of course, it's still going to be like $100 a night. But at least it's a lower cost than other hotels that may be a more expensive. So, because I think they stay in one place for a few years, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, I know a lot of people usually, like, I know the cheapest one is usually, like, the people get a contract with Quickest Circus.
Right.
Which is for babies. Like, you can bring your kids there, so a lot of grown people don't like to go if it's, like, through Circus. But I know what you're talking about. Like, go ahead.
Yeah. So, I don't know which hotel they're staying at. I only got some.
Whoa, girl.
A little bit of.
Just go.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know because it's in July. So I know they started telling everybody about it right now.
Yeah, so you can, you know, get your stuff in order, start paying for it if you need to.
Yeah, but they go every year. And then they do other little stuff, not the Lions Club per se. But you know what it is, because they just had back in November, the weekend of my birthday, they had a Braille conference.
Mm.
It was only a weekend. It was like
it was
Friday,
like,
Saturday,
you,
Sunday. It
like,
was at the Western or somewhere in Southfield.
So, I was about to ask, so what do you do at a Braille conference? Like, do they teach you Braille?
No, I think they just...
Or like...
It's different, like, little workshops. They teach you... Like, they don't teach you anything. I guess they show you kind of, like, what you can learn and things like that. I didn't really look in-depth into it because I did not attend. I didn't attend that or whatever. But it was a weekend, but my friend went, and she said it was nice. It was fun. It was mostly like a workshop type of thing. And I think they was at the Best Western, I think. Mm. Or one, it's a million hotels in Southfield.
Yeah, so, all in close proximity.
Yeah, so they were there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It wasn't too expensive.
Please, sir. Why would you call me? What was that? No, he's not calling me. Someone else that doesn't even matter in my life just called. I don't know what that was about. But you can continue.
Okay. But yeah, they were there.
I'm sorry. It's going on silent.
Yeah, that was one
he's
conference.
Young Kaz, we trying to get to you, so if we don't get to talk to you, then, hey, we played your song. We tried. But go ahead.
Yeah, so that was that was the other conference. But yeah, that's what I'm about to do.
So when you do your speaking engagement, what are you like gonna be touching on?
Well, the lady I spoke to, that's the president, she wants me to touch bases on. Like, I'm supposed to be, if I'm permitted to, if everything goes right after I finish this my program in a few weeks, I'm going to be starting my own support group. And she wants me to touch bases on why it differs, why it's going to be different from others.
Okay.
And I touched bases a little brief on that on the phone with her. And the purpose of my support group actually is to counter to 2030s only.
Okay.
Like, it's, and after I grow, then I'll expand the ages, but everybody is going to be with their own age. So the 20s and 30s, 40s and 50s, and 60s plus.
Okay. Looks like he read it. I'm just waiting on him.
Okay. And she wants me to touch bases on that because my whole thing is with this blind community, everybody wants the youth.
Right.
Everybody wants 20s and 30s. Everybody wants 20s and 30s. But you have to cater to the 20s and 30s. That's just like if I want to have my support group. He calling. Answer it.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Cass. We're going to call you from the studio phone. Is that fine?
Yeah. That's cool. I was in a bad area. Wasn't getting no reception. That's why I couldn't.
Okay, thank you, honey. We're going to call you
right now.
We're going to call you in, like, give us a little, like, couple of minutes.
All right.
All righty. Thanks. All right, go ahead.
Oh, we're gonna interrupt real quick. I'm going to call him.
All right. Say thank you for being my technology
I was going to thank you. You want to be
just
thankful.
I was just playing.
Hey, honey, how are you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm all right. We're good. And this is...
I'm Mickey.
This is Mickey from Blunted After Dark.
Okay, yeah.
She been posting your music on her her page as well.
Showing me some love. I appreciate that. It's cool.
Yeah. We appreciate you.
Yeah, heck yeah. You know, I listen to, like, so many of your songs. You are dope as hell, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I really, and that's genuine. I'm not saying it just because you're on my show. I'm saying it because I really do like your music.
And it's really mixed very well.
Showing the love and sharing and stuff. So I know it's genuine. I appreciate the love.
So tell me a little. So tell everybody a little bit about who is Young Cass. Like, how did you start? How did you get into music?
I mean, I started at an early age. You know, just kind of playing with the piano and stuff. That's what really drew me to music. Like when I heard just how beautiful the piano sounds.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, I was just like, I fell in love with it. So I started just kind of, you know, listening at an early age. And then, you know, the older I got, the more I was exposed to, I was getting into the rap and stuff. I really didn't start like just rapping though until I was probably 14, 15. Yeah.
So, can I ask a question? This is Mickey. So, like, when you go in to record, because you are visually impaired, correct? Just letting all the callers know. So, yeah. I mean, you know, letting everybody know on the show. So, when you go in to record, like, what's your process like? Like, are you like a Jay-Z? Like, you got your raps already in your head? And you just go off the top, or like, how do you format your songs?
I mean, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want everything cooked right.
Right.
So
you want it to be quality.
There a lot of times, I'm just kind of if I find a beat that I like and I want to. Want to just work on,
right?
I'll put it on and just kind of
zone out to it.
Get the vibes going,
right?
Vibes going, and you know from there it's either a verse done or a song done.
Okay.
Right. And I was going to ask you that. Did you? How did you do that as well? It was a good question because I was going to say, did you braille it out or, you know, did you, how did you create and format your music due to the dealing with the visual impairment? Because I know us as blind individuals, we have to find crafty ways of doing things.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I braille everything out. I have one of the note takers.
Now you got a note taker? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure y'all are familiar with it.
I am. It can get up to a pretty penny, those note takers.
Yeah.
A few thousand sometimes.
You gotta take care of them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I write most of my.
Oh, okay.
Most of my
that's cool.
My lyrics on. I still got my old Perkins Braille writer.
Really? Wow. Yeah, I got one. I'm getting a new one. Yeah, those things are expensive, so they hit the ground. Anything, but that's good looks for you to have a note taker. Because I'm trying to get one because they range. They have the new digital note takers now.
Yeah, I've been having the one I had since college.
So. Oh, okay.
Like I just really, only thing I've been having to do is order, you know, more chords and stuff.
Right.
But other than that, you know, I'm still on him. And like I said, I still got my Perkins Braille writer.
Right. So you, I know when we talked before, I know you're out of Texas, but you're originally from Virginia?
Yeah. I was born in Portsmouth, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
November 4th. 1987.
Okay.
Scorpio.
Yeah.
Scorpio power. Yep.
Yeah. And then you guys migrated to Texas.
Yeah. Well, I lived in Virginia for, I say, from 87 to 93, 94.
Oh, okay. Moved to Texas. Okay.
So I have another question. So how, like, being in Houston, I know Houston, like, well, you're in Houston music scene, right?
I'm
I mean, you're Texas wide, but.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like, so how does the music scene, like, treat you? Or is it like, you know, kind of like more open? Because I know, like, in Detroit, we more of a, like, clickish type of situation. Like, we have to find people to click up with. I mean, it's kind of like, you kind of do that anyway. Like, you find people that's like-minded as you. But what I mean, the scene is, like, by you being visually impaired, do, you know, like, they support you? Do you get a lot of love and support when you go perform? Like, how does that work out?
Yeah, I get mad love in Texas. You know, I do a lot of shows.
Okay.
In Houston, Dallas, Austin. So even in my local town.
Okay, because you go back and forth from Texas to Atlanta, right?
Yeah. I do a lot of moving around.
That's always good.
And being a local artist, you know, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in your hometown knows you.
Yeah, right. Being a local
critic. They're not going to support you
exactly
as much because they feel like, yeah, I can just go over there and listen to his music.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I can. So they're not going to show you that same support. You know,
that's not true.
Say that they don't mean it or whatever.
It's just that you're easily accessible.
Like, right.
Yeah. You know, they don't. Until you blow up in your hometown, really not on.
Exactly. Right. That's what everything.
Until you get away, like, and people really start noticing you nationally, and then you come back home and people say, man, I seen you on.
Right.
On this,
right.
You know, that's how you know you're
doing something and you're making a dent.
Your hometown, right. Because, like I said, they know you.
Right.
They're not just going to show you that same respect as they would an artist that they would travel to see.
Right.
You know, whereas in, I'm going to these other cities and I'm taking these, you know, not boasting and bragging, but I'm taking these other rappers' home court advantage away from them because I'm coming in from out of where I'm from and they not expecting me to come with what I'm coming with anyway.
Exactly.
So a lot of times when they hear it, it throw them off, and they, oh my God, man.
Right.
And they already like, oh my God, because, you know, when you visually impaired, everything's amazing. How you open up that bottle, man, you can't see? How you put, exactly. You rapping? You rapping and you can't see how that person do that. You know, it's already,
it's already a strike against us. So, you know, like, when you up there and you already in that situation and, you know, you don't know how these people are going to react to what you spin. You know it's dope. And, you know, past shows and stuff have told you stuff that you do is dope, but you can't ever really just tell until you up there.
So is all the other people that you have on your songs, like feature artists, are they blind?
No.
Okay. I didn't know that.
No. Okay. Everybody on the label other than me can see.
Okay. And your label is called Braille Music Group, right?
Braille Music Group.
Okay. So. And you have a a single deal up under someone else?
It's a non-exclusive single deal with Coast to Coast.
Okay.
It's a deal that they offer to, like, you know, artists that they that have performed with them in the past and stuff. And
okay, that's the that's the Coast to Coast Live mixtape thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I've messed with that. I checked it out. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So are you doing anything in your community by you being a blind person in music for the other community around you that are blind? Like, do you do anything else other than, like, music for the community in your state?
Well, where I'm at is not much awareness.
Okay.
You know, other cities. You know, I have, you know, reached out to different, you know, community leaders to maybe try to talk and get something established so we could start recognizing, you know, stuff like White Cane Day.
Exactly.
Things like that, because I would love to be a part of that. And like I said, I'm continue to reach out to whoever I need to.
Right.
You know, until it gets to who it needs to get to.
Exactly.
Right, because that's what I do, why I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Because it is, it's like that. The blind community, when you enter into it, is big, but at the end of the day, it's small. Because you don't know, like, I didn't personally know a blind person before I went blind. You know, so it's not like I tell people, it's not like when you get a new car and you see everybody with that same color in that same car. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that, you know, so we kind of stick in a circle with each other. I tell people we're people just because we can't see. It's still the same situation. You go through things with your family. We go through things with our family. Just because we can't see don't mean it don't change us as a person.
Right.
You know, that doesn't change.
We all have the same experiences, you know.
And
the same life experiences.
Just with different challenges.
Right. How did you go blind?
I was diagnosed with a bilateral retinoblastoma.
Mm. And what is that?
And it's a rare form of eye cancer.
Okay.
And back when I had it, when they had diagnosed me, it was only a 50% cure rate, and the only option really for it was radiation therapy.
Wow.
But
wow.
You know, we pushed on through that. Had the radiation therapy, and you know, 30 years later,
it came out stronger.
Right.
So we got 30 minutes.
And you have kids.
Left.
You have kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got 30 minutes left, so. I ain't gonna keep you on the phone all day unless you want to stay on the phone.
Oh, no, you know, I just ask specific questions like that because people already think that, okay, like, you know, he's in music.
No, I get it.
Do this. But, you know, they think we don't do nothing.
True.
You know, and you're actually, like, my first person to come on my show or to call in that has been visually impaired.
True.
You know, okay. So, yeah. So, yeah. You're like,
it's
you
cool
know.
For me.
So, it's a yeah. milestone. Yeah.
Right. So, because, you know, I...
For me too. I appreciate the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, and the exposure out there.
Yeah, Detroit. Man.
Shout out Detroit.
Yeah, because and shout out,
out Texas.
Right, because we actually supposed to be, I'm going to have to get with you because we supposed to be trying to plan a trip in a few months out there.
Yeah, we wanted to do a little, yeah. like, kind of short documentary because my last question, I don't know if Shamil has any more questions, so I'm going to let you get your questions off.
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
No, but my question was just, my question is just, so who do, besides your music group, of course, who could we look out from like, you know, your peers in Texas or, you know, where you travel? Who some rappers that we can look out for that we should be looking at that you feel like is just as talented as you? Or, you know, just dope?
Just like mainstream or?
No, just period. Like, who come in, like, up around you, like your peers, you know, that you could tell us about that we don't know about that I can check out? Because I'm, like, the music person. I'm, like, always, I'm into music.
Yeah, her page, like, the Blunt After Dark page, is her show comes on after this one.
Yeah.
So she talks about a worldwide of things. I do, too, but I make sure I center it around blindness. And pop and other things as well, but her show is like pop culture, music. Her
it's
page
whatever the
is
fuck
music.
I want to talk about, really.
Yeah, and all the music you have, anything. That's why I said post it on Blunted After Dark because
I'm doing the same thing. Like I'm reaching out beyond Detroit because I want to know. You know, what's the, you know, the next wave? Like, not the next wave, you get what I'm saying? But, like, who's some quality artists that I can listen to? Because I don't listen to I listen to mainstream artists, but you really got to catch my attention. I'm really more so trying to look towards the future artists because, you know, mainstream isn't given that much. So, who are some artists you came across that you've maybe performed with that you feel like is dope that's up next? That maybe, okay, but you can include people in your camp or outside your camp or?
Okay. Yeah, I was just about to say, really, all of Braille Music Group. I mean, I got a roster of pretty talented artists over here, you know, that can do it all.
Well, promo them away.
They can do it all, you know. Shout out DR3. That's my homie Dre.
All right.
Shout out Jasmine Rowe.
Okay.
Shout out the homie Ziggy.
All right.
Young Dub. Shout out Corticia. She's another singer.
Okay. So you got singers and rappers. You doing the thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Shout out Rand. That's my little brother. He rapper too.
And you can find all these people on SoundCloud?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody I listed is featured on songs on my SoundCloud.
Okay.
And another thing, do you have a project, like an EP or something like right now? Are you just releasing?
Yeah.
Plug that.
I just wrapped up In the Stars video.
Okay.
Stars is available on all streaming platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Pandora, whatever you got, you can go find it.
All right.
Let me see. I got City on Fire.
Yeah.
I dropped recently.
I like that song.
Yeah, City on Fire.
Yeah, I like that.
That's available on all streaming platforms. The Bigger Picture.
Yeah,
is available on all streaming platforms. Can You Feel It is available on all streaming platforms.
Okay.
Trying to see if I'm missing anything. Oh, the Under Pressure video. I got a joint called Under Pressure. That video is available on YouTube.
Okay.
The Braille Music Group video Wake Up and Get It is available on YouTube.
Okay. All right.
So just plug.
Video is available.
Plug all of where everybody can find all of y'all stuff. YouTube, every just everywhere streaming is available.
Yeah, all platforms.
my cameraman, LD Crenshaw, follow him on YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube channel to keep up with everything that we're doing as far as our videos. He's our official cameraman.
Okay.
So, LD Crenshaw, that's his channel. SoundCloud.com/RealYoungKaz. That's the SoundCloud.
Yep.
And that's YOUNGKAZZ.
Mm-hmm.
Visionary with No Vision.
Okay.
Drops March 15th.
Oh, I love that title.
The album.
Yeah, that title is dope.
I'm gonna send y'all some. I'm gonna send y'all the cover art too, so y'all can, you know, y'all can have that to.
Well, thank you.
With promo.
Yeah.
Okay. Send y'all the cover art and.
Yeah, we play about it in the beginning.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I've been seeing y'all sharing it, man.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I just played it for the intro of the show. And I'm gonna keep it as my intro for the next show.
Yeah.
Yo, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Even if I switch it up, I'm gonna keep you on my intro for at least three episodes, the next three episodes.
And that's because you're the first caller. No, I'm just like, but no, seriously. Because, no, we really just been really vibing out to that song for the past couple days.
Like, I'm serious. Like, I vibe with you. I like your music. I do. You
really?
Dope. You is. You really are. You dope. And I, you know, your lyrics and your music, I like it because we like to listen. You actually got something to say.
Exactly.
You know, your beats and everything. Like, some of your songs is mixed with, like, Southern, with a little Cali in it. And you know what I'm saying? So your songs are just, they dope. And you have a message to give. And I like that. I do.
Hey, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
And I appreciate you for calling. I mean, well, me calling you, man. Or whatever. allowing me to...
even get to know you and your music, because a lot of people, you know, think that they're too big when they're doing as much stuff as you're doing. And when they see people that don't have major numbers, sometimes they don't want to support you. And we just want to say thank you because, you know... like she said, man, like, you a quality artist. Like, the first thing I said when I heard your songs was, this is mixed beautifully.
Yeah. Like, yeah, they are. They are.
No, seriously, it's mixed very well. It doesn't sound like you recorded in a basement.
Shout out to your engineer.
For real. On real stuff. Like, shout out to your engineer. Because most people be out here sounding like garbage.
Yeah. You know, everybody is a singer, everybody a rapper.
Everybody's a podcaster.
Everybody, you know. But, you know, and everybody has something to say. That's the automatic thing. Everybody's always going to have something to say. It's about how you say it and how you perform it. And you do it well.
How you deliver your message.
Yeah,
so do you have any other closing things you want to get out?
Visionary with No Vision. March 15th.
Visionary with No Vision. March 15th.
That's my debut album.
Okay.
Debut project.
And you know we'll be promoing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just send me some reminders, and I follow you
everywhere.
Yeah.
And we will be buying it and supporting you.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do, people. Stream, buy, support.
Yeah. Not stream, steal, support.
And steal. Right.
You know, and we do, because we like something, whether it's just a song versus an album, we support in some type of way.
Yeah, that most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Most deaf, most deaf, most deaf.
We appreciate you.
More music and stuff too. So,
and we're supposed to be coming to Texas.
You're trying to find an official date.
We're trying to set a date.
Organize some things.
So we gonna, you know, we gonna keep in touch because we gonna be in your.
Yeah, area. You know, I follow you on Facebook and stuff. So I always look out for what you're doing and stuff.
Yeah, we always on lookout for you.
Yeah, of course.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
But I appreciate you so much, Cass, for me calling you, allowing me to get information and just, you know, show the support.
And showing love.
Yeah, oh, and man. I appreciate you showing me back the love because we all trying to do one thing, and that's make it out here.
Yep.
You know, awesome. We all got one, the main awesome goal, and I like your positivity, and I love your music.
Yeah.
And that's real. From the heart. So, yeah, so,
love.
Yeah.
All love, Detroit.
Yeah.
Thank you, all of the Texas.
Yeah.
No doubt. We got to do it again.
Oh, yeah,
most definitely.
Maybe most definitely we come out there, like we said, we want to do like a small little face-to-face kind of documentary,
type of thing.
Like, you show me Texas. You show me your community.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we going to hold you to that now. Don't get too big and then we come to Texas, you know.
Right.
You definitely got to do that.
Yeah.
But thank you,
Cass.
Well,
thank you so much. And I will be keeping in touch with you.
Yeah, we'll hit you up after the show.
All right. Okay.
Yep. You good? You can breathe. Well, that was Young Cass. Very talented young man. Please check him out on everything that he stated.
Yes. He is on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. And he is so dope. His music is dope. But, what's the time,
Wooks?
15 minutes. 15. but that's what I was talking about. So I was talking about my next speaking engagement in February. And I said, everybody wants the youth. Everybody wants the youth to come because most of the support groups are 50 plus. Don't get me wrong.
I like vibing with
the OJs and the this and the Temptations and many Ripple 10, baby.
Come on,
a little Dinah Ross, you know, a little Marvin Gaye.
Shut up.
But at the end of the day, me being 30 and my mother and my grandmother playing that, maybe a 21-year-old mother is 45. A 21-year-old mother may be 32.
I don't mean to laugh, sorry.
She may have a 36-year-old mother. So they...
Shut up. Because I just had a thought.
But seriously, what I'm trying to say is a 21, but yo, can I get a little Ariana?
Can we get a little pick her up?
But...
music.
Y'all want us to come, but y'all don't want to accommodate us as well. That's just like when I have my support group. I'm not going to allow you to bring your kids unless I got somebody to watch over them.
True.
Because the kids need something to do.
And also, please support people younger than you because we are your future.
But you know, 50 plus, they want to rock and they want to do the twerk and they want to do this, you know, and they want to do
Let's
that.
Wrap it up here.
But they don't want to like.
Okay. Anyway,
actually think that we're there. You know what I'm saying? So my goal is to just my support group is gonna be for 20 and 30s only. I'm sorry, but that's just what it's gonna be.
I mean, because we gotta organize for real. Being in our the older millennials, like we do have a job to do. So baby boomers, please support us. That's all I gotta say. I'm out.
They're not. So I mean, it's fine.
It's not fine.
And I'm not. I mean, it is fine because like you can't. Force nobody to do anything.
That's true.
But what I can do is do what I'm going to do. I'm going to start something that's for our age group only. And I'm not saying if I have a big dinner, everybody's going to be invited. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the support will only be for 20s and 30s. You know, gotcha. And as my group gets bigger, everybody's going to stick to their age. I cannot relate to a 55-year-old. I can't. I can get knowledge from you, and I love the knowledge because you've lived your life. But I can't. I ain't married. I ain't got no husband with six kids. I don't know. The only thing we got in common is the vision problem.
I knew this was going to be a tangent, but go ahead, girl, because this ain't my show.
No, I'm just saying in general, but for real, though.
No, I'm letting you go. This your show, girl.
But I'm asking you a question. Like, I for real, I can't relate to a 60. I can't. What we have in common is our vision.
Okay, yes. Listen, this is all I will say on this topic because I got so many old people in my family. So,
I mean, that's fine. But
I'm just kidding. But you want to rock with me? But all I have to say is I just want people in that age group to, since you're so open to wanting to know the dances and being on Snapchats and Instagrams, the least you can do is support the youth, as I said before, as your predecessors supported you.
Right, you want to
be... You know, your predecessors didn't block you out.
Yeah, you want to be our friend.
They taught you things.
But when
that's
we say...
That's all we want from you. But we've been encountering a lot of people that we want knowledge from, but they don't want the knowledge unless we give something
right,
back.
Right, but when we say something, it's disrespectful.
That too.
But at the end of the day...
And we all grown, girl.
Yeah. It's disrespectful when we say it to you and we 30, but then when we do something else, oh, we best friends.
Exactly.
No, it don't work like
are
that.
Are we equals if we help you get money, but if I say something, then we not equals
and we disrespectful.
When we all grown.
You know what I'm saying?
That's just my conundrum
right,
with it.
And I don't feel like that's right. Like I said, I'm going to be very disrespectful because at the end of the day, you are right. I am your...
Very disrespectful.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Not very disrespectful.
I'm not going to be disrespectful.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm not. But at the end of the day, yes, you are my elder. And I know that.
Right.
But don't do that. Because you want us there. You want us to you want us to get on the dance.
Because you push people away.
Yes, you do.
Like, to where she like
and
she
it could
saying.
Be even. It could be... You play your song, and then we play our song, but the music can be
But that's the problem with the, you know what I'm saying? Okay, this is my issue, and that's all I got to say, because this ain't my show, like I said. And I got too much to talk about anyway. But just in closing, older people, just guide us. That's all we need y'all for. Just guide us. Be our ancestors. Like, do that. Because your parents, because my grandma is 91. If I call her right now... Yeah, she's going to tell me to clean up my language, but because she's 91 and she deserves that. But she's still going to lead me into the right direction. And that's all we really want. We don't need your rebuttals. We don't need put downs. We need support because there's a lot of people in our age group that suffers with PST, anxiety, all type of things. And y'all think we just spazzing out because we spoiled. No, we're spazzing out because we fed up.
Yeah. And then that's it. And other than that, she just want me to basically say how it's going to be different and actually prove that it's going to be support because these support groups start off.
And I'm sorry. We were referring to visually impaired support group.
I'm sure they know that.
At this point, yeah.
Duh. I'm not.
I was just saying.
But I'm just saying in general, like they start off all grand and cool, and I'm not talking about nobody in no group in particular. I'm just saying all of them start off all happy and this is how it's gonna be, and then at the end of the group. And you bringing your man and they having sex with you. And it's just not being a blind.
You almost made me knock over the microphone.
It's just being it's just period. Then Sheila coming in with Joanne and they sleeping with the same person. That's just, no, seriously. That's not support. That's gaining a baby daddy.
I'ma keep laughing.
I'm just saying, you can gain a baby daddy, a husband, a wife, but when that shit comes into support, where is the support? The support is fraternizing with sex.
I don't know. I don't care. I do care. But at this point, girl.
And I know people like, these people is blind. Quick story before we end. So my friend told me,
make
right,
it super quick.
Oh, my God. Now, blind people do fight. They fist fight.
Now, this is the part where I gotta go.
Listen. Now they fist fight. Now, she was like, dog, we was at school, and all of a sudden, somebody was like, man, watch out for him because he a snitch. And all of a sudden, he ran up and attacked the other man. They was fighting on the ground. These are blind.
Hold on. One question. How did he run up on him?
He listened like a dog, like they dog. But you know, I'm not trying to say dogs because everybody come up to me like, you got dog hearing. Like, I'm not trying to say people are dogs. No, I'm not a dog, but my hearing
is enhanced. Go ahead.
So all the guy said was one thing, and he just charged at him like, douche, like Bolt, like the dog, Bolt, like, like, oh my God.
Listen, it's too much hate in the world when people who can't even see each other fighting each other. Yes. Girl, come on.
That the women be fighting. Now, these, y'all got to get it together.
Everyone. Society.
So basically, I'm going to say, because I'm not going to deal with all of that. It's going to be a 3-strike rule, like in prison.
So y'all support group going to have boundaries.
Y'all going to have to sign a code of conduct.
Okay, girl.
I don't play that. Right. I'm not dealing with that. So that's what I'm going to be explaining all of that in my classy voice. On my show, I can be ratchet.
You always ratchet. All right.
Well, I don't have a history fact today.
What?
I got a history fact on myself.
Oh, so you, hold on, wait a minute. So you done things in history to be important now. Go ahead, girl. What you do? You the first black person you know to start a podcast. They're going to get history back.
No, I'm not. But
I'm just playing.
No, seriously. I should be graduating in a few weeks.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot. But yay.
Everything go right.
That's my proper hand claps.
Yeah.
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 Yay.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. It's here. Dream Team is here.
Oh, yes.
We're here.
Dream Team is here.
Okay,
oh, yes.
We're closing. We're out of here. I'm out of here. I'm out of here, bro.
This has been a fun show.
Yeah, it was cool. But no, for real. Thanks for tuning into A Blind Chick. I'm the only one with a sense here. No, obviously.
She asked me a question. So I answered it. So you have to tune in right after this. You guys have to follow me on Facebook at A Blind Chick. I'm almost to 100 likes and followers.
Oh.
So please.
And you're
keep
fancy.
Following me. No, I'm just like, oh, yes. I'm fancy, huh?
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Yep. I'm fancy. Girl. And then Mickey Knox here. You have over 500.
Oh, yeah. Numbers. I'm more fancier than
you.
Yeah,
she's more fancier than me. She's more popular and Instagram.
I'm popping.
Yeah, she's. I'm not.
Okay, I'm out.
Popular.
Girl, but, I'm no, just saying I'm out for like five but, minutes. So let me get the fuck out.
But follow me on Facebook.
I really have to use the bathroom.
And all that good stuff. Love follow you. Me on Instagram. So I'm done. Peace out.